Parshas Emor. The Torah in Emor delineates the mitzvah of Vikidashto, the obligation to be mechabed a kohen. The Gemara derives a number of halachas. Mana yofe, rishon. For example, if you are in a dining room, the waiter should serve the kohanim first, based on this principle of Vikidashto. Is this a din min haTorah or not? Tosfos Chulin and Daf Pei Zayin claims that this halacha is asmachta ba'alma. There, the issue that's raised: a Yisrael who takes the aliyah bimkom koyin, he's not mechuyev to pay him 10 zehuvim. The Gemara says in Chulin, if you steal a mitzvah from someone, you have to pay him 10 zehuvim. There's a knas. There's a punishment. So here, there's a din of a kidashto, but because Tosfos claims it's only an asmachta, it's not a din d'araisa, the knas, the punishment of 10 zehuvim, is not applicable. But the Magen Avraham brings la'alocha a number of rayas that this is a din d'araisa. It's a fascinating question whether the din of a kidashto applies to a kohen who's a katan under the age of bar mitzvah. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Pei Beis, the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah for Shabbos, said there's no obligation to be mechabed a kohen katan, because a katan is not capable of bringing karbanos, he's not a bar hakrava, and the pasuk says v'kidashto, when is such a halacha applicable? Only because ki eslechem elokecha hu makriv, because he brings karbanos. That's the time that the Torah cites. Rabbi Kiveger asks a kasha in this Magen Avraham, and he points out that the Torah's Kohanim points out that, let's say, a Kohen is a Balmum. He's someone who has blemishes that the Torah speaks about also in Parshas Emor. There's a din of a kidashto, even though the Torah clearly interdicted and did not permit a Balmum to bring up karbonos. So now the question is, how do you reconcile this halacha of Balmum, where we say v'kidashto, and he's not a bar hakrava, so how's that to be reconciled with the kohen katan, who's not a bar hakrava, and therefore there's no din of v'kidashto? And yeah, when it comes to Balmum, there is a din of v'kidashto. So Minchas Chinuch and the Prima Godim asked this kasha. Prima Godim has a very fundamental distinction between a Balmum and a kohen katan. A Balmum is muta b'kotshim, and that's also considered to be an avoda. So even though he can't be makriv, but essentially he is permitted to have kotshim. Now a katan l'chura also eats kotshim. It's also included in avoda. But the Prima Godim says there is a fundamental distinction. A balmum is chelek b'kotshim. A katan, even though he eats kotshim, he has no schus chaluka. The schus of chaluka and kotshim doesn't apply to a katan. But the Prima Godim himself asks, L'may nafkimina, why there should be any distinction whether a katan is chali b'kotshim or not chali b'kotshim? It should be chal l'katan as well. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs Mitzvah Lamed Beis brings the Toras Kohanim, the obligation to mechabed even as a kohen is a balmum, because the kohen of balmum is a zera kodesh. He writes, "Kol zera hanichbarahu." Kol zaro shel Aron Kodesh, bein tomei bein balmum. Whether the person is a tomei or a balmum, it's considered to be Kodesh. And even bizman hazeh, where there's no avoda, but the kohen is potentially roi l'avoda. And therefore, we have to know that even the kohen katan, there's an obligation to be mechabed him. Interestingly enough, the Chafetz Chaim brings in his psicha, in the introduction, to the Minyan Ha'esen, regarding Lashon Hara. If you speak Lashon Hara on a kohen lefonov, over and above the Yisurim of Lashon Hara that you violated, you're also in violation of this mitzvah say of Ikidashto, of being mechabed, because you're being megana the kohen lefonov. He's saying Lashon Hara on the kohen right in front of him. And the Chafetz Chaim asks, if you assume that this is the case, perhaps even Shalom Bafanov, there's an Isar of discrediting the Kohen, of somehow impugning his integrity, his reputation. And it could be the Aseh is Chal, even Shalom in front of. That's one question the Chafetz Chaim poses. Furthermore, he poses the question whether the Shomea, the person who listens to this Ginui of the Kain, is he violating B'Kidashto as well? Because he hears someone being Mavazeh, Zara Shalara. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Tes tells us that it's a ideal, optimal Shidduch, if a Yisrael marries the daughter of a Kain. That's a Segula for Ashirus, for wealth, for Hatzlocha, for prosperity. Harod says Shri Yisasher, one who wants to become wealthy, he should be Nidbak Bizarra Shal Aram. He should be a Mechudin with the Mishpach of Aaron HaKain. On the other hand, if he's not Roy Lekach, then it would be a Sakona. Then the Zivug will not necessarily be Ola Yafet. The pasuk says here in Emor, Ubas Kain Kisi El Izar. So she does not eat truma. As long as the Bas Kain is in her home of her father, she's zochet to eat truma. But if she marries someone who's a zar, a non-kain, then she no longer eats truma. And then the Torah says, what about a Bas Kain Kisi Almono Gusha? If now her husband dies, or her husband divorces her, so the Chazal see a juxtaposition of the Parshios. And the Gemara is Mechala between the Talmud Chochom and Am Haaretz. But again, as I said, there's a certain Inyan Gadol to attach yourself to the children of Aaron HaKoyim. So the Chiyuv of Kiddushto not only applies to others who have obligated to show this kind of covenant to the Kohen, but even the Kohen himself should have this Hargosha. He should recognize his pristine purity. He should recognize his outstanding lineage. He's Mizara Shalara. He has to guard that Kedusha exceedingly. And a person who gives a bracha to Klal Yisrael, namely Brichas Kohanim, the bracha has to be Bigdusha Sapeh. And Yiddish, you would say, Mitarein Moil, with a clean mouth. Because the Kohanim were given this great matana of being Shluchat Rachmana. They are the emissaries of Hashem Yisbarach to give a bracha to bench Klal Yisrael. There's a question in Halacha, can a Kohen be Meichel on his covet? The Gabbai Kriyas HaTorah, many Poskim say, he should not be Meichel on his covet. Because the Gemara says in Gittin, the reason why a Kohen is given the first Aliyah, to prevent Machlokes, to prevent strife. Darkei Shalom. And therefore, others might come to Machlegis, the Kohen should take the first Aliyah, and that's what's accepted today. We give the Kohen that Aliyah based on the Kiddushto, this Pasuk. So, you have sometimes Chiyubim of Yard Sight and other obligations. If the Kohen is going to perhaps take two Aliyahs, if assuming there is no Levi, so now the question is, can the Kohen be Mechel the Aliyah? So if the Kohen is in Shul, certainly not. They should not say B'Mechilas Kohen. That's not Beseder. But if he leaves the shul and is not there, then obviously they'll be able to give the yahrzeit of all the other people who want to have an aliyah. There's a question, if there's no Levi, and the Kohen knows from the very outset that he'll be Mekom Levi, he'll have to make a second bracha, is it better that he should leave the shul? Maybe it's a shalom of bracha shen tzvicha. He's making a necessary bracha. Rav Achronim assumed there's no problem. That every aliyah is separate, requires a bracha, it's not considered to be a bracha shein hatzvicha. And Rosh Chodesh, there will be another tzad sofek, because you repeat one pasuk, and yet, we paskin doesn't make a difference, and he can take the aliyah b'makom levi. When they sell aliyahs, which is sometimes the want of some batik nesiels in order to support the shul, and to sustain it, and to bring income, to augment the income of the shul, and again, many pus can bring down that, again, perhaps here there might be some basis for the Kohen leaving in order that other people should get the Aliyah and be able to contribute in a significant way toward the Tzorchei Tzibur. The Ramah quotes at the end of Simen Kuf Chav Ches, are you allowed to use a Kohen for whatever necessities you may have? Do this, do that. The Kohen can be Mechel. Others say only if it's the Hanaso. if he gets benefit from that which you are using his services. But stamazay, again, to be meichel, he should not do so. And especially if the shimush, if that which you are using him for is not something which is bakovedik, then emish tam shemekayin. So we see there's a yachas, which is miyuchat v'kohanim. There's a question in Bichas HaMozin, if there's no kohen, should we be makdim a levi? There are days in the poskim, in Simi Reshalov and Arachayim, Mr. Brewer says, tov lahakpid, and be makdim the levi, Bichas HaMozin, unless the Yisrael is the God of Batera. Then you'll give the Yisrael God of Batera, the mitzvah of Zimun, and he will be the one who will be doing the honors. We actually say by Bris Mila, we have a number of very beautiful insertions, interpolations. Bishus HaKohanim Balbiyim, mashma, that the Levi also has a schus. And some are gores differently. Their gores, their text is Bishus HaKohanim Halobiyim, the Kohanim that emanate from Shebu Levi. There's a question in Halacha regarding Kohanim and Tumas Mes. Eishes Kohen HaMuberes, the wife of a Kohen who is expecting. So can she enter in Ohel HaMes? She's expecting a little Kohen. Her husband's a Kohen. Now could she enter in Ohel HaMes? Kohen Kotten is also Osel L'Tamei. The Gemara and Chazal, Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Emor. Emor Elakon B'nei Aaron, L'Haziv G'daylim, Alaktanim. The Rambam says, if someone's Metamei a Kohen B'Shogeg, he's going to get Malkus. He knows that this person's a Kohen, there's Tuma. The Kohen does not know. And the Rosh already asked, what's the source of this Rambam? It says, regarding the Kohen, Lo Yitama. Others say, no, perhaps you should read it, Lo Yitamei. But that's a din of Rambam. So now we have an Eishes Kohen Muberes. A woman's expecting, who's pregnant, and her husband's a Kohen. So it could be that maybe she's also to enter the Ohel HaMes. So the Rokeach, one of the great Dolei HaRishonim Paskins, she's allowed to enter the Ohel HaMes. There's a Sfek Sveika. Number one, Safik Nefel, Safik Bakayama. Maybe Chas V'Shalom, the child will be undergo a miscarriage, she'll undergo a miscarriage, and maybe Halavai, Baruch Hashem, the child will be a Bar Kayama, but that's a Suffolk. And even if he's a Bar Kayama, maybe he'll be in the cave, he'll be a female. The Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Mem, yes, Akash and Yisrokeach, but isn't this called Tara Blua? Tara Blua, Mishnah Mikvos in Perek Yud, Tara that's embedded, that's ensconced, that's inside, is not a Kabbal Tumah. So why do you have to come to Sfek Sveika? Even if it's a Vaday Zohar, it's definitely a male, it's a Tara Blua, a Tara that's hidden. So the Beis Yosef says, we paskin Uba Yerachimo, and there's no Tara Blua. The Uba is an integral part of the mother. We don't consider this to be a hidden kind of Tara. The Avni Miluim in Simon Pei Beis notes that even if the Uba is Lav Yerachimo, the Gemara says in Yevamis, if I have a non-Jewish woman who's pregnant and she becomes a Gioris, she converts, he doesn't require tefillah, because the tefillah of the mother will redound to the credit of the child. I, the Gemara, Stakashi, is a chatzitza. The child is inside the mother, and that's a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, even if Uber lab yerachimo, hain rabise, that's the way the child grows in the womb of its mother. It's not considered to be a chatzitza. It's not an interposition. And that's a svar of rabise. It's not chotzitz to tara, so too, as far as Tumah for Ohel HaMes, it would also not constitute a chatzitza. And certainly, if Uba Yerachimo, it's not considered to be a Tara Blua. Even though the Aruch Lener, in his Tshuva Bin Yitzchak, Chelek Beis Siman Tzadik Vav says that this is not the correct svara. If Uba Yerachimo, she's in the keva, certainly there's no Issa. She's a female. So Ilan's pshat in a different kind of way. And again, as I said, this requires further iyun. The Minchas Chinuch asked a question regarding Tumas Kohanim, where the pasuk says, "V'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav," that he should not, in effect, become involved with Tumah. Is the issue an issue of Tumah, or is the issue that there's an Isser involved? The Kohen cannot enter the Ohel HaMes. It's a din of Isser, not a din of Tumah. Now, the din of Tumah is different than the din of Isser v'Heter, because we pass in Sovik Tumah, B'shus HaYochid, Sveikol Tomei. Vaday. If I have a subject tumor of Shusai Yochid, that's called Tummy Vaday. It's a Mishnah in Taras and Perek Vov. The other Mishnah writes, called Sfegos Shatay Yochid Laharbos, Shusai Yochid Tummy. The more Sfegos you can have in Shusai Yochid, that's considered to be Tummy. And Shusai Rabbin, we pass in subject tumor is Tahar. Other Rishonim learned, even without a Cheskes Tara, it's all derived from Saita. So, Savig Mez B'Shusar Abim. If you go with the Klolim of Isur, then a Kohen cannot go there. Because it could be there's Tumas Mez. If you go with the Klolim of Tuma, Savig Tumas B'Shusar Abim, Svegotar. Or, if perhaps there might be a Sveg Sveko B'Shusar Yochid, if you use the Gdarm of Tuma, Tomei Vadai. But if it's a question of Isur, B'Vakum Sveg Sveko, that would be permissible. That's the basic hakira. And again, the assumption is that we're more or less focusing on the dinim of tuma. Torah says, Nevesh lo yitama ba'amav. The focus is tuma, as opposed to the issue of Isa. If you say like the second side, which is the position of the Achiezer, Abchaim Eza, that the issue is the issue of Isa, so then the Magen Avraham's kasha in the Rukiah falls off. Why do you need a Sfek Sfekam? It's a Tara Blua. But the talent says he's Ba'el Ames, and there's an Isur of the Nebuchadnezzar Yitama. And that answers the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. Again, when we speak about Tumas Mes, we're talking about a Mes is Abdi Avos HaTumah, the highest level of Tumah. And we're talking about a Mes Yisrael, a Jewish body. But the Mes Akum is not Matam Ba'el. There are more rights that we should be careful, even regarding Kvarim of a non-Jew. But why is there a distinction between a Jew and a non-Jew? L'chura, it should be punkfakeh, just the opposite. A goy has a number of dinei tumah in his life and kol shekein, and if he passes away, there's a mishnah maseches yadayim. There's a whole vikuach, a disputation between the tzedukim and the prushim. Perek dal mishnah vav. The tzedukim say, kovim anu aleichem prushim. We have a taina on you, the prushim. Shatemum, you say kisvei hakodesh mitamen siyadayim. And yet the svarim of Homer are not mitamen siyadayim. What kind of seichel is that? Namely, kisvei hakodesh should be mitame, while the svarim of Homer are not mitame. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, v'chein lehem ala prushim ala zeh b'vad. That's the only taina you have in the prushim. There's another taina. They say the atzvamos of the chamor are tohor. The bones of a chamor, a donkey, are tohor, not tummy, because an etzim is not metame. And yet the atzvamos of Yochanan Gadol are metame. So they said to him, no, lefichi basan itumasam. Shalayasa odem atzmos obivimo tarvodos. So that's why the prushim say it's aser and there's tuma. You shouldn't come to bizayin hames. So atzamos chamor, the bones of a chamor, we don't care. So that's why he said to them, kisvi hakodesh lefichi basan tumasam. And the swarm of Homer are not chobiv. Adev anam etames yadayim. So tumah depends on kedusha. The greater the kedusha, the greater the chiba, the greater the tumah. Where there's no chiba, there's no kedusha, there's no tumah. The Gemara tells us that they used to high truma in Svarim, and the Achbarim, the mice would come and eat the truma, and would obviously impact and certainly harm the Kisvei HaKodesh. Mene takona, Kisvei HaKodesh mitamei sayadayim, and maybe people would not hide truma in Kisvei HaKodesh or Kodshim. The reason for Atzma Sodom, Shalyasa Tavodos, doesn't really tell the correct time to Tzukim, because their intentions were not Hashem Shammai. They wanted to be Oked the Torah. What's the real time? So the Archaim HaKodesh beginning in Parshas Chukas and the Chassam Sefer in the Truman Yerodeh, Shin Lam Vav, both say the body of a mess is a repository of the Neshama. The Guf HaMess is Kodesh. Just like there's a covering for Tefillin, the Neshama itself is Kodesh. The Guf, again, is the kind of lavush. So a Jew is mekayim Torah and mitzvahs, his body becomes sanctified. The guf, the body, is the lavush, is the covering, is the clothing for the neshama. If the neshama leaves, then what remains is a undoubtedly residual kedusha. And we pass in the Zohar And in Kabbalah, where does the Tumah derive its sustenance from? The answer is from Kedusha. The Sitra Achra is Yonik from Kedusha. When the Kedusha is weakened, when the Kedusha is attenuated, the Sitra Achra can enter and can be Yonik, can sustain itself, and gives Kach to the Tumah. A person who is living is not Matami Tumas Mes. But a person who dies, when the Neshama leaves, and there's still a Lachluchis of Kedusha, so the Chitzainim and the Klipos are going to try to attach themselves to him, to be Yonik, to be Nene, from that Lachluchis of Kedusha. The Rachaim gives a Moshe, someone who has two Chaviot, he has two barrels of Dvash, one barrel of honey, and another barrel of Zephes, of tar, or Zebel, excrement, and he puts the Kalim in the street. Now, what you see is that obviously, people are going to, clearly, flies are going to attach themselves to the honey, and not to the chavish, shel zevel. So, a Meis Yisrael, a Jewish body that dies, is a chavish melei advash, is a barrel full of honey, full of kedusha. And now that roshem, that impression, that residue of vash remains, and the klipas want to be yonik from that kedusha, and that creates tumah. But a meis akum that has no kedusha whatsoever is not metami. And that's what the Rachaim HaKodesh says. The pasuk says zos chukas hatera, not zos chukas hatuma. The mocker of the entire inyan of a klal Yisrael of a Jew having kedusha is kedusha hatera. That's the shayrish of the din of tumas mes. The goof is a nartik shel kedusha, and therefore b'shas yitzias hishama. You have to say Dibrei Kedusha in order to be doch the chitzonim, and that's the whole inyan of a mess Yisrael whose body is Kedusha. Rav Soloveitchik used to add, he pointed out that a goy is only chayv in seven mitzvahs. Sheva mitzvah b'nei noach. And therefore he has a status of what the Gemara calls there are two different chafotzim of a mitzvah. One that has a Kedusha saguf, and one that the Kedusha is really peripheral. So therefore, there's a distinction between tashmish of kedusha and tashmish the mitzvah. A goy at best is tashmish the mitzvah. Shalom mitzvah milei noach. Once the mitzvah is no longer operative, no longer relevant, then the halacha is nizrokin. You can discard it. Mashenkin, a Jew whose entire body is chayv in 630 mitzvahs, becomes like a tashmish of kedusha, tefillin, and the like of sefer Torah, which essentially is embodies kedusha. And therefore, the halacha is, when that's no longer operative and no longer usable, it requires geniza, it requires kura. There's no din of kura by a non-Jew, by a goy, unless it's in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes over there, in Sefer Dvarim, "Lo yisatam yisad moscha, asher Hashem elokecha, noisin lecha nachala." So dafka, the goof of a Jew is metame because of the kedusha embedded in it, and obviously it doesn't apply to a non-Jew. So the Torah says, what happens to Kohuna, Kedosh Shiviyu L'Elohim, that Kohanim Shivi Kadosh, V'lo Yichalo Shem Elohim, they're more sensitive to Tumah, all a mess, could be pogame, in the Agdarga of Kedusha. They say over that the Vilna Gaon once went with his brother to Kever Avos, to their mother. When they came back, the Gaon asked his brother, did you see the face of our mother all lit up? She had tremendous simcha when we went to go ahead to the kever, and we gave nachas ruach to our mother, tremendous simcha, and the goyin saw it. A number of days afterwards, the goyin said to his brother, now I am margish a hefsed. I went to v'mavaker, our mother, even though mitzad echad there was tremendous simcha, mitzad sheni was a pegam in my kedusha. A regular person doesn't feel, doesn't have the hargosha. But someone with the Kedusha of the Vilna Gaon, he was Goyim that he was margish in the Ruach of the Beis HaKvaros, and that he had this big suffix on the one hand, Simcha Nachasuach to the mother, on the other hand, Abgam in his own Kedusha Guf. The Gaon has a famous letter that he wrote to his mother. He was thinking going to Eretz Yisrael, and there every word is Kedush Kadoshim. He writes to his mother, to his wife, not to go to Beis HaKvaros at all. Don't go to a cemetery. Because all the klipas I found over there, and those klipas can affect women more so than anyone else. So now we understand why Kohanim Lotzim Kedushasim, because of the Kedusha, are not allowed to go to a place where there are klipas and the like, and Mekemis of Tumma, Besakvaros, who want to be yonik from the Lachluchas of Kedusha. The klipas, the Chitzenim, want to somehow grab on to whatever Kedusha the Kohen has. And the Kohen Gadol, even love of the Imo, Lo Yitama. Undoubtedly, those who are Misasek with the Mass name, the Chevek Kadisha, that's a tremendous schar they're going to receive. Rashi quotes in Vayichi, the schar, who is someone called Chesed Shel Emes, involved with Chesed Shel Emes, Shein Mitzapel Tashum Gmul, and we know there are Kibri Avos, there's an Inyan Lishtateach, also gives Nachas Ruach, of course, not to daven to the Mesim directly, but in their Schus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll be Mimali Bakash Haseinu. Gemara Ksuba says, Avinu HaKadosh, Avinu HaNasi, the redactor of the Mishnah, when he was Nifta, they announced, today, Kuna B'Tayla, the whole Kuna is Batal. No Kuna. So Rishonim had the Kasha, was now a Heter, that Kuna could be Mitami Min HaTorah, to Avinu HaNasi, or no, that there's still Tumah Rabbanan, like Beis HaPras. So the Gemara has this discussion, and one of the Balei HaTeis, Rav Chaim Kohen, said, had he been in the Levaya of Emin HaTam, his Rebbe, he would have been Mitami himself. Because the Kedusha Rabbeinu HaKadosh is so great, even L'Acha Shiyotza Nishmasa L'Ginzim R'omim, but Azag Guf, Niskadish Ad Kedei Kach, where the Chitzenim there would not have any Shaychus to his body. And those, his goof is not Matami. Halacha L'maisa, we paskin, even though there are those who are Merah Heter, to Matami to the Rabbeim, and the Chassidus Shevel, many Rov HaPoskim were opposed to it completely. You're not allowed to be Meiko. Kohen has to be Nizar in his Kahuna. But again, the Pshat is that the Klipas have no intention regarding Kibri Akum. And as I said, they have no Shlita by Kibri Tzadikim. So the Musa Haskel is that we are in Am Kodosh. And the Kedusha comes from the fact that we observe the Torah. And we are medaktik in Limud HaTorah, in Shmiras HaMitzvos, Zois Chukas HaTorah. And as a result, a person can sanctify his body, can become a Kodosh. And if a person lives a holy life, a life of Kedusha, the Atzomos, his bones, his guf, his body, is Nisale. It's going to undergo an elevation. If Chas V'Sholom, a person is not Shomer Kedusha so, and goes to a place with Achitzenim and Klipis and the like, then Malchus HaTumah. Person looks for entertainment and relaxation in his life. One has to be very careful not to go to a makom which is pagan one's kedusha in the nefesh and the guf, because the body of a Jew is much more sensitive to kedusha. The kama hefsed v'kilkul gam yesh b'dvarim melu. Halavai that we should sanctify ourselves to the point where we are nisaleh, we become kadosh, and as a result, beis Hashem is barach only. Dvarim Kedeshim and Dvarim Kudoshim will be mechuba to us. That's what the Kohen is all about, but that's what Klal Yisrael can be as well at the highest of levels.